I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. My movie reviews are proudly supported by Host & Toast Wine in Tech Terrace and Charles Monster Law Firm. Traditionally, summertime is bad for the TV business. Most Americans would rather spend their time at Disneyland than in front of the TV. Because of the lack of viewers, most networks roll out reruns or shows they never believed in to begin with. I have some good news, however. Because of the power of the DVR, I've been able to keep up with a lot of the stuff I think may hang around into the fall and beyond. For instance, Nickelodeon's Legend of Korra is a real gem. Based in the world of Nick's previous show, The Last Airbender, it ups the dramatic ante, adding more depth and consequences to the protagonist's decisions than the previous lighthearted, kid-driven show. In Legend of Korra, Korra is the new Avatar, which in this world is similar to the Dalai Lama, a person of high spiritual enlightenment who can bring balance to the world. It's a great show that my children love, but I think I may love it even more than they do. Another one to watch is the new iteration of Dallas. When I first heard the news they were bringing it back, I was somewhat shocked. I mean, has Hollywood really run out of ideas? Then I remembered, they just made the film Battleship based on a board game, so a remake of Dallas really isn't that bad of an idea. As an added bonus, the show is actually really good. The new cast is excellent, and add new layers of intrigue, drama, and let's face it, romantic energy. Patrick Duffy as Bobby and Larry Hagman as the infamous J.R. Ewing start up right where they left off. The vitriol just drips off the screen. And with South Fork's newfound oil reserves and Bobby's determination to sell the ranch to a conservation group, this new Dallas series may have the same staying power as the old one. Just as long as no one shoots J.R. For 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunton. Remember, 24 Frames on Channel 5 is moving to 8 p.m. starting July 5th. Until then, tune in every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. only on Channel 5.